And we are back. Ouch Company Podcast. I'm John. With me as always, Tyler.
Howdy doody.
Dude, I don't think that counts.
What are you talking about?
You said howdy last time.
So, yeah, but you said you can change it up. Howdy you can doody. Keep adding to it. Okay. Howdy doody.
You're just an asshole. All
right. Yeah.
Okay. Howdy doody.
People that don't know what I'm talking about.
That's like, you got to go back and watch the last episode.
Technically, the last one was, hey. Is my greeting.
True.
And then I said howdy, and then you're like, no, you said hey, so that was locked in at hey. So I was going to do howdy today,
right?
But I didn't want to have that back
you
and
want
forth
a stipulation,
with you.
Yeah. So I just... We still had a back and forth.
We did.
Regardless.
Yeah.
Anyone who's confused, welcome. Last week, Tyler... I don't even remember the context. Essentially, Tyler has to say something unique for the rest of the year, every single podcast episode.
Yeah.
And he said hey last week. Followed that up with the natural evolution of hey, which is howdy doody.
Yeah.
I don't even think that's a thing.
Yeah, I think that's like a
howdy's a thing.
Wasn't howdy doody a show?
Duty's a thing.
Yeah.
Howdy doody?
Well, duty is like howdy dude. Howdy doody.
I don't think so. But maybe that's a time period.
I don't know.
Maybe that's like a turn of the century.
I got plenty of, like, I mean, we're what? It's April. I got like 30
it's
more.
It's cool, dude. I just have to wait 9 months until you forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
You think you forget about it? Or I forget about it before you do?
No, because I don't know.
Yeah.
You edit and you'll listen to it.
Well, that's why I was very clear on the howdy thing. Anyway. Yeah. All right.
What's up? Open. Not much. We were talking about it before. My day absolutely ruined. Tekken 8, awful game.
Yeah.
I hate every minute of it when I'm losing.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, it's like, you think I should be used to this with League of Legends. I'm not. I hate losing. I'm just such a sore loser. It's ridiculous. And, like, losing will just ruin my day. Losing a video game will ruin my day. It's a bad thing. It's a bad time.
I mean, we played for another 3 hours last night.
Yeah, but that was great. That was like sparring. And when I lose there, it's like, okay, I'm learning. But when I lose online to like Brian 223, it feels bad. I hate Brian 223. I want him to lose. I want him to cry.
Was that an actual name?
No, he was playing Brian.
Yeah.
He just whooped me. Brian is like, talk about a champ that does nothing and your health bar is gone.
Yep.
In like three hits.
Him, Fang, Paul. All of them are just like, do they, if they connect, you're done.
Yeah, you block, you're blocking. Okay, I'm blocking. They land one thing up, half health.
I'll tell you what, man. Like, you say that, and you're 100% right. But, like, whenever we first started playing, I was Brian, and I was just clobbering, right? Like, it was easy.
Yeah.
I don't think I landed more than two hits on you whenever I played them last night, just because I haven't played them in, you know, forever.
Right.
And you've gotten so much better at the game and understanding the game and being fast on stuff. And it's just like, it's not even close.
Yeah, but it's just like, your Brian versus this guy's Brian is like, fuck. Like,
I know. He, like, people that actually played in ranks, like, it's not.
Yeah, I don't know. I was telling you this before too. It was like, last night I was feeling really good. I was winning. Although I would say it was really back and forth. But, like, I was feeling good. And then today, it's like I literally forget everything I ever learned.
Yeah.
I'm just slow on things. I don't know what to do.
Do you think you're just used to playing me? Like, is that
my
a detriment? Is it, like...
That's my fear.
We played 3 hours. You got used to, like, what I... Because, like, I started beating you in the beginning.
Right.
And then by the end of the night, you started whooping on me.
Yeah, but you won the last...
Well, I had to like, slow down and...
Yeah,
had
but
to,
I like, couldn't. You know, but, I couldn't even take a game from you at the end.
The last part, but I also didn't let you quit. Like, technically, we were like first to three.
Yeah.
And in my dumb mind, I was like, okay, first to three in a row.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Chelsea, that's like, insane. I came up to bed and she was still awake. She was like, oh, like,
I,
you know,
I played Kuma at the end, not to throw. I was trying my hardest because I really wanted to win as Kuma, but I was like, okay, we have to go to bed. At some point.
That's important.
Yeah. If I like play Nina here and I actually win this game,
we're in for another minimum. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We're in for another hour, probably. Like, that would have been bad. It was like 2 a.m.
Yeah, but it's still, I mean, it was a fun time.
I love our sparring sessions.
Yeah.
I feel like they're very educational for me, but that was my fear today where I was like, oh, shit. Like, everything that I was doing on you, and I, am finding myself just kind of being very repetitive in my movements, mm-hmm. like my slide move, my low slide. Like you were talking about this before where you have trouble blocking it. It was just getting low parried over and over today. Yep. Like they saw it a mile away, which is strange.
What's the thing is, like, I can low parry it.
Yeah.
Like I wanted to experiment and like, I was trying like 12 different things. Like, okay, what if I did all this or this or this or jumped over or did, and it's like, nope. I literally have one option there. I can block it or I can parry it. That's it.
Yeah.
I can't counter. I can't
punish.
Well,
that's your dragon strike or whatever your low move.
I guess it's the same thing. I have to block it or parry that. Yeah.
I can't do anything else. I could probably jump. I haven't tried jumping it, but it's a homing move. So I can't side it, step it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I could jump it. I should be able to since it's a low, but hitboxes are weird sometimes when it comes to those.
That'd be super cool though to like just do a little hop.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, so I don't know, man.
The one thing I didn't try is I do have one like jumping one where I come down like real hard with 2 feet.
Right.
I wonder if I could hit you with that.
That move seems so bad to me. You do that sometimes and I'm like, I don't think you've ever hit me with
that. Never done it correctly. So, and I always forget I have it until I accidentally throw it.
I think you have to do it in some sort of chain
100%.
Or in a combo.
And whenever I fought a law, he kept doing it where it's like, you know, whenever you're like on the ground and I'll like kick you away.
Yeah. That's when you do
I
it.
I could
yeah,
still yeah, hit yeah, you yeah. with that and I'd yeah, do a lot yeah. more damage and I just right. forget I have it.
No, dude, I do that too where I'm like, there's like 100 million moves, right?
Yep.
It's like crazy, which is terrible because like you forget about all the moves you have, but it's also cool because it's like I always feel like there's room to improve. I mean, because there is, but sometimes I'll just like sit in practice mode and just go through the whole move list again.
Yeah.
And then I'll like find like one or two. I'm like, oh, okay. And like really hone in on those. That's always fun.
I have a couple new throws I want to try on you.
Okay.
Where it's like I'll grab you and like hold you in a headlock and just like punch you real quick.
Yeah.
Or I can like grab you and like uppercut you a whole bunch and then throw you and stuff like it's,
and then we'll play Tekken after that or
and then we'll play Tekken after. Okay, yeah. Once you're concussed and I have a distinct advantage.
Sure. Yeah. I love Nina's throws. I have a throw where if I grab you with your back turned, it's an automatic combo throw.
Unbreakable.
Oof.
Yeah.
I think I did that to you once. You're like, what the fuck is going on? And I was not sure what I did.
Yeah, that's got to be it then.
That was it, yeah. And I got to remember to do that. Sometimes I'll sidestep, like when you do that kick forward, like the Bruce Lee kick, side kick, and you just go flying past me over the sidestep. I got to just quick punish on that with a grab, yeah.
Duck, yeah. It's funny because if you hit him from the side, it's a 40 damage, and Laws does 42. Did you see that? So Law, he'll grab you, floor you, and then punch your nuts.
Okay.
So it's 40 damage like everyone else is, but Law's 42 because you get an extra point of damage for each ball.
Really?
That's what they say.
Even on female characters?
He's the only one. Yeah, technically on female characters. We'll call him ovaries or something.
That's dumb.
It's a little dumb.
That would be hilarious if it was only a male character.
That would be hilarious. Yeah. And they do stuff like that all the time where like only certain like females can slap each other, but like you can't counter a slap or whatever with like Nina and stuff. Yeah.
One of my favorites, it's not really damage, but it's just visual, is Kazuya's rage art. He does his whole fucking crazy thing and then kicks the people away. Against June, he won't.
Yeah.
He just walks away. Which is like a little, it's so subtle, but it's so cool.
But that just, it's there. Like they've given that thought, which is nice.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
No, I love little things like that.
So you got to bring your love back to the game, you know?
No, League does that too, where in League of Legends, certain champions, like based on the lore, there will be like little mini games. Mm-hmm. So like there's an interaction with Rengar and Kha'Zix. Rengar is like a tiger. Kha'Zix is like a bug. Anyways, they're like rivals or something. And essentially it's like first to kill all five of the other people, you like collect their souls or whatever, and then you get like a power up and you get like empowered abilities.
Oh, and it's only if you're fighting another, like,
yeah, on that minigame only activates when there's a Rengar on one team and a Kha'Zix on the other team. Cool. And so there's a couple examples of that. I love just little things like that. It's like not a huge buff, like not game breaking, but it's like this is cool. Like there's a
it's unique, for like pride almost. Like it's, yeah, I like it.
Yeah, exactly. And nice. It's like a way to tie in the lore like a little bit, but yeah, like something you wouldn't notice if you didn't know or didn't care.
Right.
But something like if you do like know the history of Tekken, you're yeah, like, oh, that's cool.
You would think, because like 32 characters is nothing to sneeze at, but like I wish that they had like a unique interaction for everyone. I know that balloons out for sure, but you would think yeah, like just a voice line.
Not even for each one, but for more of them. Because I think there's like more history between characters than like what's necessarily represented in the game.
Yeah. Right?
Like it's only seemingly for like the most influential character that character, you know, the one you're playing is like represented. So like Brian and Yoshimitsu, right?
Yeah.
I think that's like their only special interaction mm-hmm, between those two characters. And it makes sense. Like they're rivals, but like you would think that there would be more.
Yeah.
Like Jin gets a ton. Like the main characters get a ton. Like Kazuya, like yeah, and everyone has something to say
like
to him.
Like Asusena gets a whole bunch of different ones where she's talking about like coffee and stuff.
I actually like that.
Yeah.
That would have been cool. I mean, 32 is a lot or 31, but because she has one where it's like, what does she say? Like, does she ask like what your favorite drink is or like what's your favorite
yeah,
coffee?
Sometimes. Yeah, is like, is anything better than coffee? Yeah. And somebody else is like, tea's better. I don't yeah, like yeah, coffee. Yeah.
Some of them are like, tea's better.
Or some people Yoshi's are like, yeah, like coffee's green like tea. Awesome.
Yeah. King loves coffee.
Yeah.
It's like such a great opportunity too, to like expand, like, King loves coffee.
Right.
He's like, I have a coffee after every match.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Well, that goes back to like the, like Tekken 1, 2, and 3, like little books and stuff where it tells all the likes and dislikes and stuff. Yeah.
That's how I started playing Nina.
Yeah.
So I was actually thinking about this today. I was like, there's like three reasons I started playing Nina. One, she's hot. Obviously.
Yeah, sure.
So she's hot. She's got guns and she's a badass. So I was like, okay, that's pretty cool. But the one that got me, that put it over the edge, is when I was looking at, I was watching the video and he was referencing that book.
Yeah.
And she, you know, has her twin sister or whatever, Anna. And she likes Tom and Anna likes Jerry.
Yeah.
I've been saying forever, I've always been Team Tom.
Yeah.
He's one of the most misunderstood characters. So when I heard that, like her likes, like in, I guess in that book they had like likes and dislikes.
Yeah.
And hers was like Tom from Tom and Jerry. I was like, I'm in.
Yeah.
It sounds awesome.
Yoshimitsu, I remember Yoshimitsu's blood type being O, and he likes video games.
They do that in Japan a lot.
It's
and I have
super important
no
that everyone has all their blood types in there.
Idea
I don't know
why. Yeah. Like every Final Fantasy character
has blood type.
Has a blood type.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Some of them
like
don't
a,
have last names, but blood type we got.
Yeah. Like every like anime, like everyone knows Goku's blood type and like all this stuff. I don't know if it's like a horoscope kind of thing where it tells you who you are, kind of, if they treat it that way, or if it's just like a, I don't know. Well, it's a cultural thing, obviously.
Like Yoshimitsu used to be like a machine. He was like a robot ninja alien thing.
Right.
So like in the first game, you would see his like metal mechanical hand like spinning around and stuff. And you're just like, oh, that's a crazy robot.
Yeah.
Now he's like a squid alien and a samurai alien and stuff. It's just, it's such a weird thing.
He's a weirdo.
Yeah.
I hate fighting against him.
Yeah.
He's one of my least favorites. I hate fighting against a lot of people. Like I have to actually think about who I like fighting against. Yeah.
Law.
Oh my God. I played one Law, I think. I 3-0'd him twice. It was not fair. Because that was like back when I was in like green ranks or something. And this dude, I felt bad.
Yeah.
I saw everything from my way. I was like, dude, you're not as good as my friend, bro. I just crushed him. It felt dirty.
Well, apparently you can hit, and I never knew this, in ranked, you can do like, hey, plus or minus like 2 levels for me.
Yeah.
3 levels for me, 4 levels for me, or doesn't matter.
No. Well, that's what people were doing. So people who were higher ranks, were doing no restriction. They were playing.
But I didn't know that was even a thing.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
Yeah, like I was listing out or like watching a list of like, here's all the things wrong with Tekken.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was like that and disconnects were like the super high priority. Like,
well, that in conjunction with disconnects, because think about it. Like you're playing, mm-hmm. you're about to lose, you disconnect, so you never lose rank.
Yeah.
So you're going up. you hit a certain point where when you put the restrictions off on like the level gap, you're going to most likely be playing people below your skill level.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like,
depending on like where you're at. Yeah.
Yeah. If you're high up, if you're like purple ranks and above,
yeah,
you're going to be playing people lower than you. So it's like, yeah, it's a dumb thing.
They'll fix that eventually. Right. Probably.
Tekken, dude, I don't know. I was telling you, like, people are super unhappy about the Tekken shop, which I know you wanted to talk about, and the patch. People hated the new patch.
Yeah. There's a lot on the patch that, like, so two things, and sorry for everyone starting out Tekken out. It's actually good that we front-load Tekken, because then it's like, okay, just easy timestamp, and then if you don't like Tekken, skip ahead. But... first off, the Tekken shop, I think the Tekken shop is super underwhelming. I think that is a half-baked thing that they just needed to monetize, and they put it out there.
Yeah.
So people are upset that they spent all that time and effort on the Tekken shop, which means that the balancing and the actual like updates and things like that for the game itself seem to be lagging because Namco is too worried about getting a return on investment. I was looking into it. Apparently, they're... Grand Blue game or something flopped in Japan. I don't know how important really that is. Yeah, so
was
like
that the mobile one?
I don't know if it's a mobile one, but one that they put like a lot of bets on that they could like monetize and stuff that like completely just
that was like the turn based.
I think so.
I thought it was a Grand Blue Fantasy or is it something else?
I don't know.
I thought that was popular, but maybe I'm conflating two things.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
I was just looking at it and it's just like, hey, if, you know, they flopped here, so they need to recoup some money. So yeah. Now it's all on Tekken's shoulders.
Sure.
But anyway, the Tekken shop has just truthfully, I think, pretty garbage stuff in it, more or less. Like you found a cool Nina costume, which is awesome, but like a lot of that stuff should just be in the game. Like I haven't seen anything in that shop that like, oh sure, this you deserve to pay money for this thing. Automatically. But then on top of it, they had another level of monetization with the battle pass. And like, I'm looking through that battle pass and that, like, I can't think of a worse battle pass. It's bad. Like I was going through it all. There's one set of like white eyes that I was like, oh, that'd be cool on like a character, you know, like if you customize a character, but like everything else is just like, either stuff that was in Tekken 7 or things that nobody's going to use, like on the fight lounge or whatever. It's like, oh, you want to look like Eddie Gordo running around? I'm like, no, the whole point is you look like you in the avatar space.
Well, the problem is they kind of botched, in my opinion, the fight lounge to begin with. Like,
because the interface is bad.
The interface is bad. Like, there's not a lot of quality of life things that could be there. Because I thought it was a very cool idea. Like, we were trying to utilize that in the beginning of the game. And I think if it functioned well... I would love being in there.
I would do it just for the novelty of it, for sure.
Yeah. Like, it's very cool. I see the concept. Mm-hmm. I, like, understand the vision, but the execution's not there, and it's like, there's not a good reason to be in there. So then, like, that compounds itself. It's like, okay, well, nobody's in there using that, so now we don't care about our avatars, right?
Yep.
So now we don't care about any items we get for our avatar, and it's just like a... compounding effect.
There's a, because like some of the stuff you unlock are like ball skins for Tekken Ball, and one of them, and I think it was like in the 40s, so it's out of 60, you get 60 levels of this battle pass, and level I think it's like 40-45, it's just a white sphere, and people are like you know the tool Blender, which mm-hmm. is like a 3D thing, people are calling it like the Blender Ball, because it's literally like you take a sphere in Blender and that's it. And then that's your high level 40 thing. And then if you go all the way to the end, a level 60 item, like, okay, you finished the battle pass. Congratulations. Here is just the top part of a gi. And females can wear it now. But it's like the identical one that guys already have.
Yeah.
So it's like, what are you doing? That's the best you can do.
Right. I will say, I guess a positive about it is, from what I understand, is that if you do complete it, you get enough points where you're able to pay for the next one.
Sure. Yeah. It costs 600 Tekken coins. You can't buy 600 Tekken coins. Classic. You have to buy 1,000.
Yeah, it's classic.
Yeah. So it's like, and then I don't think, how much are costumes? It's not 400, right?
I forget what it was. I thought it was like 450.
So if you buy the 1,000, it's not like you could pay $10 and be like, okay, I have 1,000 Tekken coins, whatever. I'll buy the
battle
pass.
What are the different things? 401,000?
It's 500 and 1,000.
500 and 1,000.
So it's either you get 100 under what you need for the battle pass, or you get 400 over. But if you get the 400 over, you're 50 shy of a costume.
I can't remember. I don't quote me on 450. I'm not sure.
Maybe we're wrong. Maybe you can pay the $10 and hey, you get an outfit and the battle pass, whatever. But it's just, it's wild what they're doing. Yeah. And then to say that, oh, well, that's the monetization that most things do, as if that somehow makes it better. Well, like, I understand why they're doing it.
Yeah.
But it doesn't make it any less scummy.
It's super scummy. I mean, League does this, right?
Yeah.
And I go back to League because that's like the other competitive game that I play, right? So it's like, League does this, but the game's fucking free.
Exactly.
The game's free.
Yes.
Also, the battle pass in League is not good, but it's way better than Tekken, because the thing is you'll get loot boxes that have fucking skins in them.
Right.
Like skins you buy from the shop. And yeah, it's random. Maybe it's not the champion you play, and there's a million champions, so you can complain about that. But it's like, imagine if you got a loot box from the battle pass for Tekken and it was a skin.
Mm-hmm.
That cost you $5 on the store. Like, that's a good deal. You know what I mean? So it's like, there's incentive for you to do that.
I mean, they split it too. So it would be like, oh, you like the samurai. I think the guy was talking about this, like, samurai nameplate.
Yeah.
And you get the nameplate. Oh, that's free. Cool.
Right.
But then the corresponding health bar is behind the paywall.
Yeah.
So if you want to have that match, you have to pay for it. It's just like, that's deliberate and scummy, and it's just like that stuff is stupid. Like, I'm all for, I've paid for plenty of battle passes in my day, but like, to do that and then just give like just crap for it, like, is like, I don't understand it. But I don't know.
Yeah, I don't even know how you fix it too, because there's like not a lot of things in the game that you want. You know what I mean? Like, you want the skins.
Yeah.
But they're not even, you like, you want new more skins. Items. But the problem is what I was talking to you about previously, is that, you know, they were very clear about skins and items. Incorporating that into the game is the most difficult thing that they can, like, programming that into the game.
Mm-hmm.
Every item they put in, they have to make sure, you know, it doesn't change the mechanics of the game. And especially when it comes to fighting games, every frame matters, right? So they have to balance everything. They have to make it look good. They have to make sure it's interesting. So, like, that's, like, a really tough part, at least from what I understand. So I get it, but it's, like, that's, like, your bread and butter. Like, people don't really want anything else. They don't want the avatar stuff. I think the nameplates is fine. Like, I think people might be interested in that. But it's just not a ton of...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, there's just not a ton of things besides that.
It's less than 7. Now, I understand it's a dramatically better looking game. Like, I am always shocked.
Right.
It going back, looking at 7 and looking how good this game looks compared to it.
Yeah.
All the time.
Right.
But at the same time, it's just like, man, it's fascinating. Like, they just had to get it. Like, it screams that they had to get it out. Having all of this stuff in there and having, like, all the current, like, costumes in there of, like, from Tekken 4 and different things like that would all be fine, and we wouldn't be talking about this if they had waited an appropriate amount of time to, like, bolster it, get all the costumes, like, just open it up and be like, here's a grand opening. It's like a love letter to all Tekken fans. Like, anything you could possibly want is in here. And instead, it's this bare bones thing of them just like, hey, the publisher really, really wants a return on their investment, and they want it, like, now. So, like, we don't really have anything for you, but here you go. Would you like to pay a dollar for 10 consumable fireworks, you know, in a Tekken lounge or whatever?
I'd love to see how many people will pay for that.
I think a very quick way of understanding that is, do we see another consumable go into that shop?
Yeah.
And I think that's going to be your answer.
I cannot imagine a world where someone would pay for that. Like,
yeah.
The only way is if I have leftover, might as well do this. But even then, I couldn't even fathom, because, like, my brain works where it's like, okay, I have leftover coins, but eventually if I keep paying for things, I'll get a free one.
Mm-hmm.
That's, like, what my brain kind of goes to, but That's crazy. That's like some MMO shit, which is just fucking insane to me. Like, anyone would ever do that. Yep. But again, it comes back to the fight. Like, if the fight lounge was, like, good, which I don't think it's bad necessarily, like, the concepts there, like I said, but if it was polished, right, I think you might see...
It's a
not
good,
not
it's
the consumable shit, but, like, the... Oh, people start caring about their avatar, and oh, people start striving for that rare piece of, you know, whatever. Yeah. You know what I mean? I don't know.
I mean, a real easy way to do it is take, like, if you have some, like, arcades in front of, like, the big screen in the fight room or whatever.
Yeah.
Just project, and I understand there's like a technical thing of like you were saying, where it's like, oh, maybe the bandwidth and it's the streaming and stuff. But like, just put it up there, or show previous matches, or do something. Don't just have like Jin and Kazuya like fighting endlessly.
What you could do is like the big projector could act as like it picks a random game in the lounge,
yeah,
and then it acts as the machine. Like you can click on it.
That's right.
And then you could go into it. I think.
Maybe. Could do that. You could do something where, like, our TVs are quite large now.
Yeah, yeah.
There is a way to, like, basically frame it where maybe you see the backs of, like, your avatar heads, right? And you have, like, the screen up and you're just sitting there and you're playing it or whatever. And, like, maybe that's where your emotes go. So, like, whenever you beat them or whatever, you can emote and, like, someone, like, you throw your hand up or you, like, punch the guy or something like that. You could do dumb things like that, completely optional, but you could do that. And then you add in all of like the quality of life stuff you were talking about, where it's like it's just faster and more efficient to not go into the Tekken Lounge because you can set up lobbies and have more options, and you don't have to like jump out and change your character and jump in and everything. Like, if they fixed all of that, I'd be in the Tekken Lounge every time just as like a novelty. Like, it's just dumb fun.
Yeah, right, exactly. And it's like that'd be like a great opportunity just to find other players, things like that, like, which is what they're going for. There could be an opportunity even like to have mini games with your avatar, like just dumb little mini games. Like, imagine if it was like
Tekken Ball. What if you didn't fight with characters?
Sure, you could do Tekken Ball. You could do, even do a thing where like you're fighting someone else, and then you do like a little mini rock paper scissors with your avatar to see who selects the stage.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like a little fighting mini game where you pick one of three options.
We were playing Helldivers, and Nate and I were hugging every 5 seconds because it's just like a little emote where like you press a button and your guy like does this like T pose.
Yeah,
and anyone can run up to you and hit the interact, and then you just like do like a little bro hug. So like more things like it's stupid fun that like it's a novelty thing. I think it was cool the first time you went in there. But when you actually start trying to use it for what it's meant to be, it falls dramatically short of everything else.
Let me ask you this. Would you pay for or be annoyed or pissed off if they had more unique dialogue options between characters, but that's stuff you had to pay for?
Paid? No, I just wouldn't do it. I wouldn't be like annoyed. I'd be like, dude, like now you're splitting hairs. Like if it was, again, if it was a free game and you wanted like more, like
whatever.
Like, but
I'm just trying to find ways. Like, obviously they need to monetize it. Even more than it, like it's a $70 game, so it's like, that is your monetization. But I guess you got
it. Dude, I paid $100. I bought the season pass. I gave you as much money as I could give you when the thing launched. Like,
right,
like that should be enough at the beginning. Or like I said, like the moment all those Tekken 3 character skins come out, like I'll be buying those up like crazy.
Right,
but it's just, I mean, you're releasing one character every quarter. Which again isn't bad. It's fine. Whatever. But
no, like, they're doing more than Street Fighter.
Sure.
I don't, my understanding of it.
Yeah,
but I don't know. It's a tough situation.
I still don't think you can see Steam friends.
No.
So it's like, okay, you'll get the shop up. You'll have a dedicated button there. You'll do all of it, but like you still have to go into settings and find the exit to get out of the game, or you have to go to the fight lounge and try to stalk one of your friends there to be Steam friends or whatever.
Yeah, and the quality of life stuff is just horrible.
There I felt so Amanda who was streaming and who I was like, man, I really want to fight her ghost. Like I just want to fight her ghost. That's what I want to do.
Yeah.
We finally became friends on Steam. So I was like, okay, hey, she accepted my friend request. I'm gonna get her ghost. Still didn't get the Tekken thing. And I was telling Nate this the other day and I feel real kind of scummy doing it. Like it felt really bad. And this is, I blame Tekken, not me. I'm not a creep, but I was on her stream and the only way I could actually like be able to download her ghost was I saw her stream. I saw what lobby she was in, went to that specific lobby while she was like practicing. So like you have her avatar on the practice thing playing a game. And then my creepy little avatar, like running up to her, standing behind her to like download her ghost. And it felt borderline violating. Right. And then I just disconnected. And
yeah.
Now I have her ghost. So I can like,
but the problem is it doesn't update it.
You can, but you have to download it every time.
Yeah. But you'd have to go back to her.
No, it updates. So as long as she goes and updates, you have to re-download it.
Gotcha.
But now that we're friends, it's fine. Cool. It's just like that kind of like little crap is so.
Yeah. It's like not, maybe I'm missing something. It doesn't seem hard to streamline that. Right.
I don't know how you have two different systems. Like if you have a system where you can set up games and everything works, why wouldn't you take that exact system and then put it into your Tekken Lounge? Why is Tekken Lounge completely different? And maybe there is a huge technical gap or something, but like think about all this stuff. Like there's the world tour, whatever, going in Canada or something that's coming up this month. That would be amazing to play on the projector or have people like going up there where it's like, okay, cool. Like if you sit in these seats, you'll be put into this bracket, or you could see like a live scoreboard and stuff. And who knows, maybe they will. I'm not holding my breath, but like, look at what, and I understand Epic is making money hand over fist. Like it's just not even close.
Right.
But like, look what Epic's doing with all of their like concerts and Eminem breaking the world. And like, just like all this stuff that they're doing. Like I feel that they could at least look at the landscape, see how people are interacting with cosmetics and overworlds and just with each other as players. Take a hint, you know? It just seems dated in some respects.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, it's tough. I mean, you know, obviously we don't have that understanding of what goes into it, but yeah. Still.
I mean, we gave it a 93, 92?
Two.
92? Gave it a 92. I stick by that. I think the game's great.
Yeah.
Enjoy playing it, but it's just like,
to get to that next level, you got to be polished, right?
Yeah, and a lot of people are bringing up the fact that this released without the arcade. So typically what happens with these is like it releases in arcades, so you have it on arcade cabinets and stuff. They get all that play data, they tweak it, and then when the console versions come out, we get like the quote-unquote good version, the kind of like Game of the Year-esque version. Now it's like, okay, you're just getting this raw Tekken thing, and now we're just along for the ride.
This is the first one that hasn't done that?
Correct, yeah.
They still did arcades with 7?
I believe so, yeah.
I didn't even know arcades still existed.
Yeah, I mean, don't quote me on that. I'm 99% sure this is the first one that it was released just like across the board. Yeah. Everyone gets it the same day.
Maybe it's bigger in like Japan, like arcades still. They do that stuff.
Yeah, I think there's still an arcade for Tekken 8, but it was released the same day as...
Right. I understand what you're saying. But like in the States, it's like, I don't even know where to go to play an arcade machine.
Yeah, there's like one downtown, which is cool, but... Yeah.
But it's like a novelty. It's not like a thing.
No, you go there to drink. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. The heyday, like I really like the culture. When I listen to some of these guys who like grew up in that and that's how they got their start, where like you go to the arcade and
you're putting your quarter on the thing as you got next and stuff.
I like that kind of history of it and culture of it, where it's like that was your online was like in person, right? Like you had to do that stuff and it was tough. I was listening to this guy talk about he played Street Fighter. I guess it was like Street Fighter 2, I guess, which was like the big one. But like to get better, you have to like eventually he got really good because he went pro. You'd have to like travel to other arcades to like find people at your skill level. And it's like there's no practice mode. There's no anything. Yeah. Like, you're learning in the game.
But like Tekken captures that. Like that's literally the fight lounge or like the
that's that the arcade. Vision of it.
Yeah.
I agree, which is cool, which is why I like the idea. Yeah. And I like the little story mode, which we talked about in our review, where it's like we were surprised that we liked that. Like that seemed like a gimmicky, like dumb thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it was actually kind of fun. And also did a good job of like kind of teaching you the basics.
Dude, how cool would it be if they brought that into the lounge in a bigger way? Now, I understand they want to like populate the lounge with as many characters and everything as possible, but like imagine if you had like, oh, this is the like the black room. Like you only get in here if you're like of this level or higher.
Yeah.
And that kind of thing. Like, yeah, that would be sick where it's like, oh, I want to play people with my own skill level. And like, you would have maybe like the big, like, common area or whatever, whatever. But like, oh, we're going back here. And like, you're just always trying to get into that next door, that next building. And it's
like,
and stuff.
And there's a voice chat.
That'd be, yeah.
That'd be awesome where you can like literally talk to people and make friends and like,
yeah,
share strategies and tips and like what we do. I would love to have more people with our kind of relationship where it's like we spar and I'm like, hey, you know, I can punish this. And you're like, hey, you're doing this too much.
Yep. And stuff like that. Have tournaments, like literally have tournaments.
Oh, and, yeah, that'd be big too.
You know, have different levels and stuff and keep them fairly small. So like you're not just this insignificant speck. Like they're doing Worlds right now and going into Canada where like I would love to join that because I think we can like just remotely.
Yeah, but we're with everyone else, right?
Absolutely. Oh, we'll get smoked, but I would love to do it just to do it and just see like, can you win one, right? Like, can you get up there?
This is what League added like a couple years ago where they do these things called Clash. So they're like every month or every other month where it's like an online tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the things I was talking to you about where it's like, oh, I can't hang out tonight because I'm doing this thing where it's like you need a 5-stack.
Yep.
They do have a method in which you can be a free agent, they call it, and then like people who need more people can pick you up and stuff.
Yeah.
So like they have that. What's that?
It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. Man. I've never done that. Like I've always had like a 5-stack, but yeah. It's the most fun I've had in that game, like maybe ever.
Yeah.
Cause it's like you're doing a tournament. When Worlds is going on for League, it's a bigger tournament. It's like a 16-man tournament instead of 8. And it's awesome. Like you spend the whole night, you're there for a couple hours, you're with your buddies, and it's like everyone's playing seriously and they have different skill divisions.
Yeah.
It's hard to balance because sometimes you'll run into Smurfs, but
imagine,
it's cool. It's
like,
a cool idea.
It. That's all. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Like try it. Imagine that you had something like that. Imagine that you could spectate and watch these fights and like, just like, you don't even have to be a part of it. You can just jump on and like, oh, hey, so in, like the best Nina player is playing or whatever, and you just hop in the lounge. You can literally see it on the big screen, and you're just hanging there, and you're emoting and just doing dumb stuff like that. Imagine that you join these tournaments, and even if it's like a participation thing or whatever, you can get like a little badge for your profile, or you have your own little like avatar room where it's like, oh, I got this trophy doing this one, or I got this one doing this and stuff. Like they could blow that out in such a cool way and actually make customizations that matter and make people want to do stuff, because that's the whole point of the, you know, the upcoming apocalypse that is known as the metaverse, where like you're basically going to have your world virtualized.
Right.
Everyone does that. PlayStation Home did Xbox Avatar stuff. Like look at how crazy that stuff was. There's a market for that. But the product has to be good and you want to spend time in there. Anyway.
No, I agree.
Tekken's a fun game. Everyone should play Tekken. We need more people to play.
I fucking hate that game. Lost so many games today. Anyways, I'm going to get another drink.
Yeah, yeah. Back. What's next on the docket that we know?
So I actually was thinking about, so how you were talking about like the hugs in Helldiver. That reminds me of like...
Well, you keep talking. I'll grab you a drink.
One of my favorite parts of Dragon's Dogma 2 is how your like NPCs will high five you after battle. So like I thought that was really cool. And that's like, that's the thing I could think of. I haven't actually played Dragon's Dogma 2 in like over a week before I left to visit family for Easter, so, but I don't know. That made me think of that. I like little things like that. It's cool. It like makes you, you know.
Yeah, I mean, how far did you get in Dragon Dogma?
I got to the capital.
So you're farther than I was.
You haven't gotten past that?
No, I got to the... What's that first town you get to? Where you get your pawn.
Oh my god, it's like 30 seconds into the game.
Yeah, it's like 5 minutes, but yeah.
Okay, yeah, sure.
I started over.
How do you do it?
Well, so you have to... when I did it, you had to disable cloud saves. You had to go to your documents, disable, like delete your save.
Jesus.
Start a new game.
Yeah.
Save it. re-enable cloud saves and specify that you want your desktop to go to the cloud versus the cloud go to your desktop.
Now they patched it?
Now they patched a game in, or a new game in, but it deletes your save. So it's you get the new game, but there's no save state. There's no auto, like there's autosave, but like
right,
you can't save scum. You can't do anything with that.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, you technically you can, but like,
what did you change? Like your look or like your class?
My look, my class, like everything. Like I was this thief. Is it thief?
Yeah.
Or
rogue, whatever.
Rogue chick that was like, she was fine. She was cool. But like, I didn't like, it didn't feel good. First I was actually, I did it three times. So first I was a mage. Did my like sorcery thing that just didn't feel good at all.
Right.
Because like if somebody was running at you, I didn't know what to do. There's no dodge button. There's no, like you can't do anything.
Yeah.
Then I made a thief and she was like cool, but I didn't like how she looked. She did like, it's one of those classic, like I made her, I spent an hour in the character creator, thought it looked awesome. And then in the game world, it just looked bad.
Yeah.
And then I made a Khajiit looking, I don't know, lion man fighter. It's just as big as you can make a character.
Sure.
So that's what I have now. He's pretty cool looking.
I think fighter is the way to go, it seems like. I'm playing an archer, and I'm like, it's fine, but I don't understand the hype of, like, everyone's like, the gameplay, dude, the gameplay's so good. Like, that's where the money's at.
I think we're being punked. These are devs from, like, Devil May Cry. That blows my mind.
Maybe I have to unlock more stuff. Like, I know that there's like a whole thing, but as of right now, like at least for the archer, I'm just like shooting. Because like I see my fighters go in, like my fighter pawns, and they're like grabbing the beast and climbing on the back and doing that. So that like that's cool. But I'm just shooting as the archer. Like it's like I'm playing an MMO, honestly. Yeah. Like I see zero difference between this and like Guild Wars 2.
Yeah, like
I have like some of the same moves. Like I have a rapid fire shot, and I'm like, okay.
There's no reaction. Like you hit something, and it's not like it like staggers. There's no connecting thing. Like say what you will about Dark Souls, at least when you hit something, it like feels registers, like you hit it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it just I don't know. Like you get in the very beginning, you fight like a Medusa looking thing.
Yeah.
And that's how they like teach you combat.
Right.
But like as a fighter, it's like, okay, press this and you jump on. And I jumped on and I'm like stabbing and impaling and stuff. Killed her before like the tutorial finished. So he's like trying to talk to you and explain how to do stuff.
Yeah.
But like I'm killing it faster than like the things are. So he'll like say something, I'll miss it. And then he'll immediately go into the next line of dialogue because like the health bar is at a certain point that triggers those things. Yeah. And it's funny. Like the third time this happened where like, I don't know if I'm just like crushing it faster and I should just like not be hitting it consistently as he's talking to me. But like, isn't that the whole point of combat is just like beat the crap out of the thing?
I have no idea, dude. I might be playing it wrong, I guess, but
I'm like
Horizon felt 1,000 times better with the bow.
Mm hmm.
Like, yeah, and that game looks better and runs better, and the story is more interesting as far as I've gotten so far. Maybe it picks up.
There's no lock on. There's no dodge. There's no like even just a simple like if I hit the B button or whatever.
Yeah,
I just want to like dodge out of the way so I can like parry or something.
Yeah,
like freaking Devil May Cry has that. Like, why wouldn't this Devil May Cry? The whole point of that game is lock onto your enemy and fight your enemy. And this one is just like, I don't know, swing wildly and hope for the best. And it's
dude,
just
like, I like when I'm aiming, there's like a button to aim your bow.
Yeah.
Like a...
Does it feel like you're fighting it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just starts fucking flying all over the place. Yep. I'm like, dude, I'm just going to shoot from the hip then.
Yeah.
Because it locks on. Like, this is insane.
It's the same way with the wizard. Is that the
point? Like where I'm trying to steady it?
You do like more damage and stuff. And I would assume that better. But like the same exact thing with the wizard.
I don't know. I guess my understanding was like I'm aiming so that I'm more accurate.
Mm-hmm.
I guess. But it's kind of the opposite. I don't know. I got to play more of it. I'm very early, obviously. I think I'm going to spend most of the day tomorrow trying to progress through that. Some of the things I like are... So I had to kind of change my mindset. So at first I was like, dude, what am I supposed to do? Mm-hmm. And I was actually looking it up, like, what am I supposed to do in Dragon's Dogma 2? But I think the point of the game is to just, you're free. You're free to do whatever.
Yeah, just live in the game.
I'm trying to shift my mindset to more of a Starfield-esque. Where in Starfield...
That's dangerous.
I was like, when I started playing that, I was like, I can do anything. Let me just explore and just be lost and just like have no preconceived notions of what to do. So now I'm trying to do that. I'm trying to just wander around, see what I find. You know, there will be side quests and stuff that should pop up and stuff. But I don't know. I don't know, dude.
And maybe it's because it's so just like, I'll put it in quotations, like real, where it's like things are just happening as they happen. If you take a mission and you wait too long, the mission will like resolve itself without you and stuff. So it's one of those things where like there's a level of that, and there's a level of video game-ish stuff that I just expect. So like if I'm walking around and people are trying to explain something or talk to me or do whatever, I feel like I'm just constantly missing things. Or the game is interacting with itself and it like bugs out, or two people are talking at the same time and I can't hear one, or I don't get the dialogue and stuff. And I feel like technically that would be like real life. Like if you're walking down the street and there are a bunch of people talking and stuff, you catch what you can catch and you miss what you miss, and it is what it is. But like in this one, I'm just trying to get some sort of direction in the beginning of like, okay, what is there? Oh, there's a dude out in the wilderness that I have to go grab. Okay, sure. Let me go get that. Or
it gives you no, it does not hold your hand with anything.
No. And I understand that there's some level of like people like that, but like I'm still trying to understand, hey, I just got this random ghost out of this stone and now I have to hire people, but also they don't grow with me. So like you can't really get attached to them. It's not like you're getting, hey, here's Garrus and here's Liara and here's all these other characters.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no, you're going to get them. You're going to use them. You're going to cast them to the wayside. You're going to get new people.
Yeah.
And it's just like,
except for the one that grows with you, I guess. But
yeah, but then I didn't know that. So then the one that grows with me is this like, which I kind of, she's growing on me, but I just picked this like short, fat old lady that is like my like mage.
Sure.
And to some extent, I think that's kind of cool, but like, I'm very big on voices. So A, my character, who I'm a lion, not gruff at all. I don't sound like a lion at all.
Right.
This lady is like, has the youngest, highest voice, but she has like bags under her eyes and she's all this, like old and shriveled. Just doesn't sound right.
Yep.
Takes me out of it.
Oh yeah. That would be brutal.
Yeah.
You could change their voice though. I guess there's no option for anything you're looking for.
So what I wanted to do was I didn't want to create anything. I created my character because that's me. And I'm just like, okay, this is my guy.
Oh, and then you did like a preset.
But I want to do like, hey, do the presets or do random or just have them come to me.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to take it as like, if I go into that game, I want to like really method game it. And this is kind of where I was getting caught up, where it's like, if somebody is delivering a line, they're like, oh yeah, this person's out there. Like, oh my gosh, please save them or whatever. And they're like really freaked out about it.
Yeah.
Then I'll be like, okay, that's high priority. I'll go do that and whatever.
Right.
But like if the voice acting is just like not quite there, which some of them are just kind of like, yeah, it's kind of like throwaway lines.
Right.
I don't know. Like it can't be into it.
I have just noticed there's so many repeat lines.
Mm-hmm.
It bugs the shit
out of me. For such a like a theoretically long game.
I'm going to go crazy.
Yeah. Especially whenever it's like all your characters are constantly talking to you and like just babbling back and
there's
forth.
There's a chest up there.
Yeah. Or like they just fall off a cliff.
Whatever. Like
I walked up, like I
how many
climbed
times
up a ladder.
I've heard like, we have a balanced party, like one of every type or something. Cool, man.
Yeah,
I did that on purpose. Like what do we like? Why are you bringing that up every time? I don't know. Like I get it. They're trying to like make an attachment. And they're trying to like talk about what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't land for me, I guess, because it's just like you say that once. I'm like, okay, that's cool. They're kind of noticing what I'm doing. I like that. But you hear that for the 10th time and it's like, shut up.
And it's the same cadence. It's not like they record the same line 12 different ways. It's just the same line.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. I don't know. I mean, like I get it. Like you can't have infinite lines, but then don't say anything or spread the lines out or something. I don't know, man. Yeah. Apparently it was even worse than the first one. They just would never shut up.
Sure.
So this is them like being restrained, which is hilarious to me.
Yeah.
Because they seemingly never shut up.
At least in other games, you can like limit the amount of dialogue that you get from them and stuff. So
I think one of the biggest issues for me as well is, so it's supposed to be like an immersive game and like realistic and walking around and stuff. So it's like, okay, I like that kind of feel to a game. The problem is every game I like with that is always first person.
Mm.
When I'm third person, it's more gamey to me.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense, right? So if like I'm playing The Witcher or something, I'm like, okay, I'm Geralt and I have all these things I got to do and here's the story and it's great, but it's like I'm out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm first person, it's like me. Now I understand like some people like disagree with this because it's like, oh, if I customize my whole character, I want to see them. I get that. But like if I'm, I don't know, maybe this is just a me thing, but if I'm like seeing myself and like walking around, it I don't get that level of immersion. Like a cyberpunk where I'm walking around Night City.
Yeah.
And I'm in it. I'm first person. And like in cyberpunk, it's a great example of immersion where I literally drive everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I don't fast travel, which is like what they're going for with this. They want you to sit on the wagon and whatever. So it's like, I think that's like like Skyrim, right? First person, I'm walking around. I'm seeing the scale of everything from like that point of view.
Right.
Helps me. Maybe that's just a very personal thing, but that's I don't know.
No, like, I think that's a great point because like the game is begging to be an intimate game.
Mm-hmm.
Like it has so many systems upon systems upon like your food is gonna spoil and you could take that and make it into oil, or you can, you know, eat it and get sick, or you can do this, or you have to clear out the area before you camp, and you have, like there's a lot of these like little things that like you have to take a very kind of truly like intimate approach to the world and look at every little thing, but you also have this kind of like 10 foot view of it because the camera is pulled back, because you are not this first person. If you were first person and they had a little bit more like interaction with everything and stuff, and I know Star Citizen's never coming out, but kind of like Star Citizen where like even going into an elevator, it's not just go in an elevator, hit X, it's go in the elevator, zoom in on the keypad, press the button you want to press, and you can take it or leave it, but if you're going for that aesthetic and that type of like game, go all the way with it. And I feel like it's almost at, I agree with you, it's like it almost at odds with each other where like they want that third person kind of Devil May Cry-esque thing.
Right.
But then you're putting that in, which is a very like, you play Devil May Cry, it's just like, here's a level, I don't know, run around and then here's a cutscene. So like and then to take that and put it in this world where like there's just so much stuff going on and so many systems and stuff that you have to try to keep track of.
Devil May Cry, I'm like, okay, that's Dante and I'm playing as him and it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with that approach. But if you're like, if part of the charm or like part of the purpose of this game is to be engrossed in this world and explore and do all these things, it just seems to me that one of the key tenets that they're trying to accomplish is immersion.
Mm-hmm.
And I think first person would help with that a lot, but like that's not,
or the option for it or something. But
But I mean, you have to really go for it. I don't like when it tries to do both, because mm-hmm. I think you're right where like animations do so much for first person and immersion. Like you were saying, you're touching a keypad, or like in Cyberpunk, you're like hugging someone.
Yeah.
And you go in and hug them and the camera moves like you're doing that action.
Mm-hmm.
It's like such a small thing, I guess, but it really makes you feel like I'm controlling this character. I'm in Night City. Yeah. I am V.
Right.
You know, doing all this stuff. So, I don't know. Maybe I'm just not getting it. Like, I just feel like I'm not getting it because I just hear a lot of people like, oh, I just love this game and it's so much fun. It's so great. It's such an improvement on the first. And it's like, I want to be there and I can't see it yet.
Right.
And maybe I gotta put more time. Like I'm early. I just got the capital. I'm like 5 hours in or something, 10 hours. I don't even know how long, but like I don't know. I'm gonna really try. I'm not sure.
I mean
and there's no help.
Yeah.
There's no help.
There's no help. There's especially with RPGs, and I understand I kinda knew what I was getting into, but like I don't love doing the RPG stuff for myself. So then whenever you have to then like deal with three other party members and they're constantly rotating out and stuff,
yeah,
it's like already that's kind of like off-putting. But in the back of my mind, it was like, oh, well, we're going to have really cool combat and like I'll have that like action arcadey thing that I was missing in like Elden Ring.
Yeah, right? Right.
And it's like it did not. And again, it might open up, it might change, whatever. Did not make a strong first impression for me where like I felt very, cat just jumped up. I felt very, that's one way of doing it.
Yeah.
it just felt sluggish and imprecise and not fun. And it's just like, it wasn't even deliberate like Elden Ring. At least Elden Ring, I'm like, okay, I get it. I understand what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
This was just, I'm just going to flail around and try to grab something and throw it and stuff.
Yeah.
And like the animations are cool, but like it also looks really janky when you hit something and it just, they eat it and it doesn't.
Seems a little dated. Like the game doesn't look great to me, like the visuals.
I think the world looks fine.
Fine, but like it's not, I don't know.
It looks better than Elden Ring. Specifically the lighting. You're right.
Sure,
The world itself, maybe not so much, but the lighting does a lot.
I don't know. The graphical fidelity doesn't seem great to me.
No.
So it's like, it's not bad, but it's like, I don't know. I hear a lot of people describing it as like, dude, this world looks amazing and this and that. But like,
I don't know. About
I don't know. I compare it to something like Horizon. Like Horizon looks amazing.
Yeah.
On a PS5.
Right.
So it's like, you know, I'm playing this on my PC and it's like, you know, it's fine. But if there's such a giant emphasis put on the world and everything and the scope and everything like that, I don't know. Maybe I expected more, but maybe I'm just, my expectations are too high. I'm not sure.
Yeah. I mean, there is kind of like some cool systems where it's like enemies decompose, right? So like you kill like a big thing, it'll like actually decompose and you'll see it like in different stages and like the bodies will stay there for, you know, a few days and in game time. But like,
yeah,
that's all neat. It's just how much processing power does that use
at
the expense of.
I see what they're like, going for, but it just doesn't connect for me.
Yeah.
Like I like that concept. I want it to be that. I want a game to grab me enough where I want to walk around and I want to wait in the cart and I want to be in the world and play by the world's rules and not fast travel and not see loading screens. Like, right.
Dude, if you made combat fun, I would be playing that constantly.
Well, like, that's the thing. Yeah. It's like, or the combat's super fun and I'm engaged and I can't wait for the next fight. And again, I don't know if that's the class I picked. I'm just sitting back, throwing arrows. I'm not moving. I'm fighting with like aiming. It's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not getting it. And maybe I got to unlock like more skills or something, but I was even looking like at guides and stuff and I don't see it yet. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, how, like, I know you love the beat things. Are you actually going to be like, I have to play this till I beat it? Or at some point, are you just going to be like,
I don't think it's too long, so I think I can. But I mean, I'm going to play it tomorrow. I hate leaving things open.
Yeah.
The good news is I don't think there's anything else coming out immediately, so I got time.
You do have time, yeah.
So might as well, right?
What about a game that you clicked with?
A game I clicked with? Dude, yeah. Unicorn Overlord. Such a good game.
It's so good, right?
It's so good.
It's so good.
It's kind of like a Fire Emblem, but I wouldn't say better, but it's really polished. I never played Final Fantasy Tactics, but is this how that's structured? Is that similar?
I never played Tactics. I don't know.
I heard maybe it's kind of like that. It's actually like a game called
almost definitively not.
It's not the same.
So I think Final Fantasy Tactics is more turn based, where this is more like real time. Like obviously you have to, like, you can pause it and stuff, but it's kind of like more real time battles. Where I think Tactics was more like grid-based.
Oh, combat. I see what you're saying. Yeah. And then you select your move as it turns. Yeah.
I think
this is like Ogre something was like a game that's kind of like this, that this is kind of not a successor of it, but inspired by it. So, so cool. I mean, dude, it's like, I have like 40 hours in it or something.
Do you already?
Well, yeah, I was in my.
Oh, that's fair. I only have 10 and I just did like the first section.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like in the third country, but I find myself just doing everything.
Yeah.
So it's taking a long time. It's almost too much. It's so overwhelming. The more characters you get,
yeah,
moves, and then items that have moves, and like you have to set it up so everything matches and the succession makes sense.
Yep.
It's very cool and complex, and there's like infinite amount of possibilities. There's like no guides on it, probably because there's so many permutations. It's like,
yeah. Oh, there aren't any. I haven't looked at guides yet.
There are like, some, but it's like, it's either like, okay, here's my end game.
Yeah.
Or here's like, here's my early build. And it's like, I'm kind of in the middle now where it's like, okay, well, I'm past the early stage.
But you don't have everything you need for
the end game. Yeah. Or it's like, where the hell do I get that item to get that ability that's crucial to the strategy? So I just kind of, it forced me to just do it myself, which is rewarding. But it's so over. Like I will spend 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Completely revamping all my teams because someone just leveled up and got an ability, and that I have to rethink everything.
Yep.
It's like, oh, now I can do this combo and blah blah blah. Yeah.
So for someone who doesn't know what the heck we're talking about, Unicorn Overlord is literally like, hey, here is. I mean, it's really an overworld. That's kind of like the typical like. Overhead, like you're kind of like running around as like a little party. But the whole point is, you know, you have to unlock different areas of the map, do little side quests, things like that. And you go through and you can like kind of fight enemies here and there. But the kind of main thing is like you have a quest, you go into this like predetermined kind of like Fire Emblem-esque where it's like here's a level, right?
It's like a stage.
Yeah. And you have in real time, like you have to like launch your different groups of troops against other people's groups of troops, and your different kind of formations are comprised of all these different types of characters that you can kind of pick and choose who they are. And it's the classic rock, paper, scissors, but like it's like times 15 or whatever. So it's like,
yeah,
there it's not just rock, paper, scissors, it's rock, paper, scissors, fire, water, you know, electricity. Like there,
did you know there's actually a sorry to cut you off, but there's actually like a rock, paper, scissors where there's like 100.
Yeah, but that's what I mean, that's literally what it is.
We used to play that in high school,
which is crazy.
We used to have this big chart like on our phones,
yeah,
and we would just throw random, like you throw the nuke one or you throw the fucking Thunder one. Yeah.
But it's like that kind of that kind of complexity where it's like, oh, okay, you're gonna be fighting knights and I don't know, hoplites, which are just like these armored guys.
Yep.
And it's like you're gonna be fighting these guys in this series. And you're like, okay, I'm fighting these guys, which means that it's okay, I need to get like pull the warrior out, or I need to get a flying guy in, or I gotta get like a spearman in and stuff. And then it's like that's not only it. Now you also, because these are units, so it's like you have a grid of six and you have to like put your different units in the grid, and where they are in the grid affects how they attack and who attacks them and stuff. And then like you were talking about, is every character, it's effectively like you just create a bunch of if-then statements.
Yep.
Where it's like, here's all the moves you can put in, and you can pick and choose. You can delete all the moves if you want. Like you can have them do just one move and just spam that one move. But essentially, everyone uses their attack, like they move once. Like everyone takes their effective turn, and whoever wins that skirmish, like wins the battle and stuff.
So how the battle functions is everybody has an initiative stat, and that's how it determines who goes first. And you go down the line, and then you just go back to the top of the order and keep doing that. And then when it's your turn, you do the first ability that is input into your kind of list of moves.
You're programming moves.
Right.
So it's like,
yeah,
okay, if somebody, you like, I don't know, Roy is always going to use his fire sword and he's always going to attack. You can set, you're literally setting all this. It's like, okay, always use the fire sword, always attack the armored units first, always do XYZ. However, if somebody in your party is under 25% health in the back row, prioritize healing them or something like that. Yep. And it's just like you can get as detailed and as like kind of synergistic as you want. And to some extent, you kind of have to. Like I'm only playing on like normal. Like I'm just like on the default setting.
Yep.
And it's there are some skill checks every now and then where it's like people throw something at you that you're just not ready for, or you there's an option to like skip battles. So if you clash, you can just hit like start and it'll just tell you the outcome versus actually watching the animation.
Yeah.
Which is cool, but then a lot of the time you don't know, like, oh crap, like how did I lose or why did I lose? And that's important because that's how you like
tweak stuff. If I see like that I'm taking damage or I'm losing a battle, because you can it'll tell you what the result's going to be before. But I always watch it because I want to see like what did they do? Did I make a programming mistake where, oh, actually this person will cast this first, and I meant them to, they have to do that after they get buffed or something, or they're hitting the wrong person. It is like, it is literally like formulas in Excel. It's literally just if thens and like,
but it's done in such a fun way. And I think it does a very, I would say largely good job of either telling you a lot of stuff up front and explaining a lot of stuff. Like every time you fight a new character, it's telling you how to do stuff and how to beat them and who to use and stuff. But then the help and like the like archive and things like that, does a very good job of being like, okay, here's who you have. This is what they're good against. This is what you have to worry about.
Right.
This is where you want to put them. Like, it'll tell you what
I'm always to put them in on. That class archive. Which is cool.
It's super neat. And it's like you're doing all of that. You're liberating towns. You're doing this kind of gameplay loop of like finding a new area, clearing that area, getting the town, making deliveries to the town to like level it up so you can get other like gear and provisions and things. And then you have this like overlaid like relationship system where it's like, oh, if a bunch of people keep fighting together, they grow closer together and everybody has all these bonds and stuff. And it's just like there's a lot going on, but it always seems overwhelming, but manageable at the same time. Like it's kind of nuts.
I was very overwhelmed.
You're also way farther than I am. Like I'm still.
Yeah, I mean, it gets really overwhelming for me because it's like, well, for me, first of all, I like having all my characters in. Like I would like using all my characters, and then eventually it gets to the point where like you get too many characters, you got to leave some people out.
Yeah,
which feels bad. Maybe other people don't care about that, but I want everyone to be involved. I guess
that's
just like,
and that's how you. I mean, that's how you get levels, experience, and stuff. Like, yeah,
yeah. Well, luckily, I don't know if you unlocked this yet, but there's some. Not training things. There's like these like ruins or something, which functions as grinding areas where you can keep doing that battle.
Oh, nice.
And then it actually rewards you with like these tomes that just give you XP. So you can do the battle, get XP in that. And then you get these books that you can just use on characters that give them XP. Okay. So you can catch all the people on your bench.
That's clever.
Yeah. Very nice mechanic of the game. Cause I was wondering, I was like, dude, if these people weren't in, cause I was like, waiting to finish battles with someone who needs to level up. I get him to like one HP and then
like run this guy over, put the little like double XP spell on them or whatever. Cause you give like valor points and things to do.
Yeah.
Like, so like that's always what I did is at the end is like, I brought my, I think his name's Travis, the thief, who I like, really like a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I always run him in. He steals the gold from like the final boss and I hit him with a double XP and then they kill him.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
it's cool. Stupid. Like games like that, like a Fire Emblem, I know it's not quite the same, but it does a great job of like the characters are unique in their gameplay. Right.
Yeah.
So it's like you have these attachments to the characters, not necessarily because of their stories. I think like the narrative of the game is pretty straightforward, actually. Not bad by any stretch of the imagination, but pretty like what you would expect.
The voice acting is like surprisingly good. Like
it's, I was like, surprised, decent. And there's a ton of it.
Yeah,
dude, there's like 50 characters you can get, and it's like they're all voice acted. They all have like not everything. Like some of the like your relationship moments are not
right.
Which I get it, dude. There's so many. That's like exponentially.
Yeah,
so much. But yeah, it's all the cutscenes are
all have their own. Yeah,
voice acted, and they're good, and
I like the character designs. Are decent. Yeah. Yeah. What a great.
It looks good on the Switch.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to look way better on yours. You have the bigger screen. I got the OLED. Yeah. Like mine.
It looks very good.
That's my one kind of gripe with it is it's just like small. So like whenever I'm trying to like, I'm laying in bed, I'm trying to like my eyes are starting to glaze over.
Is that yours on the table there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I just keep it charged now because I'm like, that's what I do at night, right? Like I'm going to bed. I'll hop play on that, play a mission, play a couple. Yeah. Which turns into I'm just playing.
It's a super fun game. I will say, so I'm far enough along now where it has gotten a little repetitive in terms of like everything you mentioned is the gameplay loop.
Yeah.
Like, that's the whole thing. And there is a lot, but it is kind of mentally taxing sometimes because there's so many things you have to consider. And I will spend, like I said, 30 minutes formulating my team,
mm-hmm.
formatting my team, and making new strategies. And then the next battle, I get someone new, and it totally throws a loop in everything. It's like, yeah. I got to put them in. They're so cool. But now that I got to rearrange everything, so it's like, that was like, oh my gosh, this is too much. Because if I didn't care, it'd be mm-hmm. fine. But I like want to be optimal. I want it to work super well. So like, I'm being very obsessive over it, which is like, I'm spending so much more time.
You're being a commanding officer or whatever. Like that's what you should be doing, right?
Yeah, but it's a lot of time. I mean, I have like 40 hours, but it's like a lot of that is in the menus.
And then just strategizing. getting an item that then gives you a new ability, which completely changes everything. And you have to consider that. And
right.
Like, you know, and like you might be, okay, this ability is crucial to this move set or whatever.
Yeah.
But like, it's also way under level and you have to kind of like upgrade it, but you're afraid to, cause it completely changes like the whole structure of right. stuff. It's a lot for sure. But it's,
what a hidden gem yeah, this year. Like, yeah. wow. They, like seemingly out of nowhere, but what an amazing game.
I think one of like my only, I mean, aside from it being small, but I think this is all part of it. I think my main gripe is the UI UX of it, where they do some things very, very well. And I like most of it. I think the movement is actually quite good. Like it's fast enough to not be like annoying.
Yeah.
But there's some things when it comes to like inventory management and character management and different things where it's
big
like,
time.
It's a little sluggish. It's not very easy to sort item. Like some areas you can sort things, but you have to go through a very specific menu path to get to the screen. And honestly, Final Fantasy VII was a lot like this, where it's like there are some screens where you can organize. I think that's what the developers wanted you to be in this screen for, but they give you other options. You can kind of do the same thing, but it's not as good.
And it's misleading.
Exactly. Right. So I'm like in my items, and I'm trying to go through my items, and then I just have like a little E next to everything because everything's equipped, but some of them aren't. It's going to have to go through each one and try to figure that out.
Right.
It's very like cumbersome. And I can only imagine when you have like 50 characters.
Oh my God.
Roster.
It gets crazy. And it's like, I forget I have some items.
Yeah.
So I'm going through and I'm like, fuck, I just bought this and I already have one.
Yep.
So it's like, I wish you could categorize it, but like offensive items, defensive items, whatever. Yeah. Yeah. No, I totally get that.
And then, I mean, you layer on the whole fact of like, this character has been holding on to this, you know, bronze whatever for the longest time, but another character would so be better holding it.
Yeah.
So then you gotta like do kind of an audit every now and then.
Yeah. I run into that, but no, I'm excited to finish the game. I love the relationship system. I mean, it suffers from a lot of the things that we've talked about before, where it's like, you got to give them gifts, and like I actually like the concept of like, oh, this team's fighting together, their relationship goes up. That makes total sense to mm-hmm. me. So I do like that, which is straight out of Fire Emblem, right? Like that's like their whole system where you kind of have these groups and their dynamic goes up as they fight. Mm-hmm. One thing I was telling you about when we were talking about like the game we would love to see, or maybe I would love to see, where it's like you have that dynamic. Fire Emblem Awakening did this so well where you had these groups and their relationship would go up, but then like they could actually have bonds with each other, which this game does have, but they're all platonic, which is fine. But I wish you could have like that next level
mm-hmm.
with the other characters. That always seems to be missing from a lot of games. It's like the main character can romance people, but like the side characters can't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, it's like you're cultivating these plants. Like if you look at it from like a plant standpoint, it's like, okay, we're going to put this seed in here. So I'm going to put a knight and a griffin or whatever.
Yeah,
they're all fighting
yeah.
and they're constantly fighting next to each other and stuff. And then like, yeah, every maybe like 5, 6, 7, 8 battles, you do like a quick little cutscene or they're talking or you get like a little like, oh, that was really good. Hey, I loved how you did this. And it just organically kind of formulates. And you can have like the same, like the dialogue could be the same.
Right.
But like the characters it goes to are different. So like my playthrough is a little bit different than your playthrough.
For sure.
Same gist, but you're effectively like managing, I keep saying plants, but it's like you're managing and watering and cultivating these plants where it's like, oh, these characters start arguing or they start getting into like a tiff or like they start like like their quality is going down in terms of a combat unit because their morale is low or something, and you have to like start like mixing things up or like finding those connections and things like that. And if that can be randomized, it'd be really, really, really cool.
But yeah, that's like a manager kind of gameplay, right?
Yeah, like a layer, a city which manager. You're already doing though. You know what I mean?
Like, I agree. Like incorporating that would be great. And this does it like great. Like I'm not saying like the system isn't good. Because like Tyler said, they do get their cutscenes and stuff, which is great, and they have their own unique interactions. But I wish there was another level to it, because like some of them to me felt like, wow, these two are clicking so well and they're like really close. But I get to the end of their arc, mm-hmm. and it's just like, oh, you're
good job, good buddy.
Pal. Yeah. It's like, I don't know. Yeah. It seems a little bit anticlimactic, I guess. What Fire Emblem Awakening did so well is like you had like a certain point of the game where like people would get married to each other.
I think you can get married in this game.
You can, but only as the main character.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. And like the side, so it'd be really cool. Like your side characters get married too.
Mm-hmm.
I love when the boys, you know, the boys are eating too.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know. It's cool, and it's like a special thing where it's like these two people have been together my entire playthrough. Like that should be rewarded on like an intimate level in my mind. And maybe they get a bonus for that or something, I guess. Like, that's all my brain works. Is it necessary? No. But I just think that's like an extra layer that I always really liked about that other game that I thought was unique and cool.
Yeah, and like the numbers can just go up. That's easy enough. Mm-hmm. But to have a story element that kind of explains it or whatever, I think it's polish. It elevates it a little
bit. Yeah, and look, I mean, like, I think part of the problem with that is they wanted the main character to be able to romance everyone.
Mm-hmm.
As always, and if your other characters should like, you know what I mean, then it kind of eliminates some options. I don't know. I don't want to say rubs me the wrong way, but it was always strange to me how like everyone loves the main character.
Yeah.
But these side characters who are awesome too never develop these relationships either. It's always just like all focused on you.
Especially when you're like getting characters that have been fighting together for so long or they'll have like an existing relationship or like this person's like, oh yeah, no, they're really good. I don't like them that much, but like they're a good
like,
fighter.
One example is you get this knight named Clive, which is a great name, and you get this other knight and they were like
Alden or something.
The blonde haired chick?
Oh, no, never mind.
Okay. Yeah, well, you get a couple of nights. You get a lot of nights, actually. So you get this other chick, and they were engaged at some point. And they have this whole history. And it's about them, like, their interactions are, like, they're rekindling their relationship, seemingly, in their interactions and stuff, right?
But as a main character, you could just come in and...
But I can just swoop in, and it's like, to me, it like should that. Be like, if I have them in the same squad, which they were, and they're getting these rapport... milestones, I should be blocked off from that
because at a certain point,
right?
Or something.
Like it's just like,
yeah,
that seems so natural to me. But it's they want you to have the option. I don't know. I think you sacrifice some of the freedom for like the integrity of the narrative.
Yeah,
is my mind.
Yeah,
I don't know. I always look at this stuff where it's like, man, if I made a game, what would I like to see? And that's like kind of what I would like to see, where it's like natural.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's less gamey. It's more just like, and ironically enough, that's kind of like Dragon's Dogma, right? Like it's just like game's gonna be gaming. You know, you're just along for the ride. Like you gotta.
Yeah, but imagine you had this big squad, and it's like you see these relationship points go up with your squad mates between each other. Like as a player, I would be like, man, that's awesome, dude. Like not only am I interacting with my team.
Yeah.
And gaining relationship. My teammates are gaining relationship too. And that can blossom into something more.
Yep.
With
like stat boosts and things like that.
Right.
So like which Fire Emblem does. And I think they do it well. And honestly, Wargroove does a really good job too. Where like when you're playing Wargroove and you're putting certain units together, it's like, oh, put this unit here. They'll get a plus whatever if they have another unit here or if they have the cavalry behind them because then they feel... you know, protected or something like that. Or if there's like, you know, so like there are different ways to expand it. This game's already complex enough that it's tough to...
Again, this is like a fever dream that I'm talking about here because they do 90% of what I'm talking about.
This is Unicorn Overlord 2.
I was like watching a video on that. Anyways, there was like this survey or something. There's like a huge demand for it. The game sold super well.
Oh, it was sold out everywhere.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if there was a sequel.
I tried getting a physical copy and you couldn't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I assume you got it digitally, right?
Mm.
Yeah.
I never get physical copies.
Yeah.
But it's a great game, yeah. I'm excited to rate it and stuff once I finish it. I think it's very, very well done.
Yeah, I dig it.
Anyways.
What else?
I hate to go back to Tekken real quick, but I did see Eddie Gordo on here. I don't know what you wanted to say about him real quick, but...
We should have opened with that.
I did miss it. I will just put in my 2 cents real quick. I hate this guy. He's the worst. Probably because I played against one like 3 hours ago, and he just ended my career.
Yeah.
So I don't know what you have to say about him, but
Eddie Gordo feels like Eddie Gordo. He feels, I'm trying to think, he feels less fluid than he did in 3. Like 3, it felt like you could chain a lot of stuff together. In this one, I feel like you're button mashing. I don't know what his moves are yet, so maybe it's just because I'm button mashing, it looks like this. But he just kind of does the same move over and over again, and it felt very like samey, or it felt like almost laughably easy. Like I'm just jamming on one button and I'm doing like a, you know, 8-string combo or whatever.
Right.
I don't. And this is this thing, and I don't know, because this is in like the, I don't know, public, where the hair for African American characters, where it's like the short dreadlocks, like parted, like Killmonger over to the hair. Side, for him, for Spider-Man, for Prince of Persia, for League of Legends one, what was that, Convergence or whatever,
Echo.
It's in Overwatch. It's literally everywhere. It's all the same haircut.
Crazy, yeah.
And the funny thing is, it's like Eddie Gordo had a signature hair. he had his dreads in a ponytail.
Yeah.
And like they have that in his Tekken 7 costume, because everyone gets the Tekken 7.
It's the same thing as Paul.
Yeah.
It's the same exact thing as Paul, where it's like you literally took away his. You could have easily had the classic cut.
Mm-hmm.
And then make the other one an alternate.
Yep.
Right?
His throws are the same. His intro, like when he walks up and like points at you and then goes into his move, that's from Tekken 3. Like that's the same thing he's been doing.
Right.
So like you have all these classic things, his colors, is like he's wearing the Brazil colors. Like it's cool. He has all of that. And then it's just like you did the thing of the haircut. Like, why?
So strange.
So that's not great. But overall, I think he's Eddie Gordo. He is very polarizing. So people, like, if you don't like him, that's natural. No one liked him in 3 either.
I hate him.
Because he was awesome. Like, you know what I mean?
I was looking at footage from like 3. He does seem more fluid and more dance-like. In this one, it's...
Yeah.
I don't know how to like describe it, but he's very... It's kind of... It seems a little awkward.
I think it's because they motion captured him.
Yeah.
So like, I think it might just be like you mocap somebody... And now you're trying to like animate it and try to like make everything go. And it's
very like, impressive move. Like I was watching the behind the scenes. Like the dude is a beast.
Yep.
He's on his hands and doing all this stuff. And it looks great. But in 3, I guess there's a little bit of an unrealistic element to it that makes it look so awesome and pristine.
Yeah.
Clean.
That's a testament to 3 on like, hey, you had a dude dancing on the PlayStation 1 that kind of like was better than any other.
Right?
Like it was cool.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm misremembering what I saw, but
yeah, and he has his like little man. It's really storming out there, huh? He has like his little like you do a couple moves and you get like little power up tokens.
Yeah,
or
he's got a power up thing too. I don't understand that. Like Brian has that, and
it just gives you a couple extra moves. At least his gives you a couple extra moves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they're not like it's just more powerful versions of that move. So it's like I don't know.
I'm sure the better you get with it, it's like crucial.
Probably.
Game, but I don't know. But yeah.
But
sure.
He's cool. He seems very beginner friendly, I think, would be the main thing there.
That's one way to put it.
Yeah. Anyway, that's Eddie.
Yeah, no. I hate playing him. He sucks. Okay. Anyways, so you had a couple things on here, which I'm actually curious about.
Yeah, remind me what I put on there. I don't...
Easter Sunday and getting older.
Yeah. So I'm sitting at Easter Sunday.
Okay.
And we were sitting there, and like Chelsea's been, she's, you know, crazy pregnant. Like as of Monday, we could, well, we she could give birth in any
Really?
Yeah. And it would be like full term, 37 weeks set. Still do it at the end of the month, but like it could happen.
Time's coming.
It's our first kid, which means that it'll likely wait, but you know what I mean? Like that's, it's just like, it's there. So she's been uncomfortable. So we're like, okay, we want to go to Easter Sunday, but like typically we get there at like 5, we stay till 8, and she's like, hey, like, you know, like can you sit for the whole time or do whatever? And so we're like, okay, like what do we have to do? Okay, we have to do Easter eggs, we have to, you know, all this stuff, because like it's like we hide Easter eggs and the kids go and find them and stuff. And we're sitting there, and then it's like 7, and then everyone's like packing up, getting ready to leave. And we're like, wait a minute, what about the Easter eggs? And we're sitting outside, and then one of my little cousins, when I say little, she's turning 18. And I'm just like,
oh, that's why we're not doing Easter eggs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Everyone, it's just like, oh, right. 18-year-olds don't do an Easter egg hunt.
Yeah.
And I literally, I know people say this all the time. It's like, I feel like it was just yesterday that like we were doing this.
Yeah.
And so we were home by like 7:15, 7:30, whatever. Wow. But like, it was just like, I had this like epiphany of like, I still see her, and I still see her as like, oh, you're like 14.
Yeah.
But it's like, no, she's 18. She's going to college. And it's just like, I know that. Like, I've talked to her mom about like, okay, she wants to go into art. Here's what I would do for college, whatever. And it's just like the thought of, I don't have a concept of age is what I look at.
Right,
I still look at her. I still look at, like, if I saw her or anyone, like anyone in her like age bracket in the wild, to be like, oh, that's like a 14-year-old kid.
Right.
And it's just like, you're 18. Holy cow.
Yeah.
So that did not feel good for me.
I had a very similar experience where I was Easter with my family, and I just had this thought where it's like, wow, this is my 27th Easter ever, which is weird, I guess. And you only get a certain amount of holidays.
Uh-huh.
And I have this really recurring thought like, wow, this is going to be my 27th Christmas. How many Christmases am I going to get? Which is weird and kind of dark, but whatever. I mean, it's just how my brain works.
Sure.
But also, we were talking about my little brother. And it is weird where it's like, dude, I still see him as a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
I still see him as like... Because my mom was talking to me about Cars, the movie, Pixar movie. And my little brother like loved Cars, man.
Yeah.
Like, he loved this movie. And the reason he liked it more than maybe me... I mean, I liked Cars too, but... He was like prime age for it, right? It came out in the early 2000s. He was like a little kid.
Yeah.
And I remember he had this like cutoff tank top with Lightning McQueen on it.
Yeah.
And I could still like visualize him in that. And he's a child.
Yeah.
Cut to now, he's literally taller than me, way bigger than me. He's a beast. And it's so weird. And I just still see him as this little kid who...
Yeah.
Loves Cars and Lightning McQueen. It's just such a weird thing. It's like,
yeah,
I feel old. Saying that I'm 27, which I know you scoff at, it's like I'm close to 30. Like, I don't know. I could never conceptualize me being 30,
mm-hmm.
but it's going to happen soon. Sooner rather than later.
So Easter fell on the 31st, which is my sister's birthday and my cousin's birthday. My cousin's 10 years older than me, right? So it's just like, to think, it's like, okay, 10 years old, like you're 46. Like, that's crazy to think about.
Yeah.
Because I still see, I mean, he's way better shape and, you know, whatever. But like, to think that it's like, I still see him as effectively a teenager, and I'm in the mindset of, I'm just still a kid.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, I'm not. Like, I'm about to be.
It is interesting too, where it's like, you have this like particular time frame that's locked into your brain. Cause it's like, I don't see my little brother as a baby, although I do remember that.
Mm-hmm.
I see him as like a six-year-old kid, and that's what's locked into my brain.
Yeah.
It's just Lightning McQueen cut off.
Yeah, it's like six. Where you make that connection or where you... Yeah.
I don't know why, but that's like, I don't know. I think everyone's kind of like that, where you just see someone at a certain age. But I was even like looking at these, like, we have a, I did this project when I was in elementary school where we made a calendar and we incorporated like pictures from that year or something.
Okay.
On the cover of it or something like that. So I have these pictures that are pretty old, like 2008, things like that. my mom's like so young. Yeah. It's wild. It's yep. so like, and it's like, I remember that, but I see her all the time. So I don't like, you don't see the evolution of it until you go back and look.
Yeah,
and
but you like, will. Like, that's the thing is like, there will be a time, because I 100% agree with you.
Yeah.
But there will be a time when you'll like, I don't know, go out to eat or see them or for whatever reason, right? And you won't have seen them for a while, and then you'll see them.
Yeah.
And it'll just be like, wow.
Well, that happened to my cousins like last year, I think. I saw my cousins, which I haven't seen in like 15 years.
Mm. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And I was like, wow.
I was talking like a week.
I know. But like,
yeah.
Like yeah. my one cousin, it was like 15 years, and he, I think I talked about this previously on the podcast, but like, he was the coolest because we'd go over to his place and he had all the games and stuff. Like,
yeah.
It's the first time I ever played GTA as mm-hmm. like a young kid. I should not have been playing GTA.
Sure.
He yeah. was like super into like Diablo 2. Like, we talked a lot about Diablo 4 because that just came out when it was cool catching up with that and stuff. And like, now he's like, he's like super rich now. He's living all over the world. It's like, I still remember you just like, we would play games.
Yeah.
You'll always be that to me. No yeah, matter like, especially when, if you, like what you're away, doing.
Like, it snapshots yeah. that in time and they yeah. just stay in like this stasis. Where, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
It's so strange. It's so strange.
We were thinking about that. So like, we saw everyone on Easter. The next time we see everybody, like, we'll have a kid. Like, it'll be like 4th of July-ish.
Yeah.
And it'll be like, oh, our lives are going to be completely different next time we see you.
I'm excited yeah. for you guys. That's really cool.
Yeah.
I know you're nervous, but you're
a little nervous.
Great. You're gonna be great.
We'll get there.
No, you got it. You had a couple other things. Book cover design.
Yeah, cousin Autumn. She's writing a book.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, she okay. wrote a book of like poetry like, collection. So she.
Okay.
And I love my cousins. Like, they don't want to be like inconvenience. Like, they don't want to be like a burden or whatever. So like, and it's not just them. It's just like, generally speaking, if somebody wants me to do design work,
yeah.
And I'm not saying that this is her goal. This is like, no one will just say like, hey, could you do this? Like, help me out here. Could you like right. design this for me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, hey, would you happen to know of a designer who could do this for me? I'd pay them. And yeah, it's yeah. like, and to some extent I get it. Cause it's like, you know, we had the house, we had the kid, like my cousins are freaking amazing. But like, I'm also always like, especially family and like friends and stuff, like I will always help that. Like, I don't care. Like, that's
right.
I love doing that stuff. But yeah, she did a book. We nailed the book cover down. I'll learn how to publish a book on Amazon, I guess.
Cool.
Yeah. So that'll be that. And then I told her, cause she's like, oh, I'll pay you. I'm like, I'm not taking money. Yeah. I want a copy of the book for the bookshelf. Then I told her, if and when we do like the video game, I want her to look at the female parts and because she's very like in tune with the feminine side. So sure, it's like, yeah. I want that perspective.
We aren't.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, like, yeah. I was like, that's the payment is like, for when sure. if and when this happens, like this is what I need from you. So.
Dude, my cousin, my other cousin, I have a lot of cousins. He's an artist too.
Yeah.
And his stuff's really good.
Yeah.
I would love him to like do some character designs and stuff.
Yeah.
Cause he is so passionate about it. And that's like his dream to get into that space. Not necessarily video games, like anything art wise.
Yeah.
But I just remember like, I have all these memories. Like, he would always do like, we were super into Dragon Ball Z when we were young. And he would mm-hmm. always like draw Goku, and he looked so sad, like all the muscles. And he was so good at like, my cousins are so talented. So that's another thing that made me think of that.
Yeah.
Like, if we ever do that, I totally want to get him involved and see if we can just sketch up some.
That'd be awesome.
Preliminary. Yeah. Yeah, that'd be sick. But that's awesome. Yeah, that she's doing that. And so it's a collection of poetry. Or
yeah, it's okay. a collection. Yeah, that's literally what it's. So okay. it's yeah. love, feminine experience. So love : a feminine experience.
Mm-hmm.
And then yeah, underneath it's a collection of poetry.
Awesome,
is what it's called. So yeah, I mean that's built out. I'm waiting on a picture from her, and then we have to learn how to format on, because you have to like format it on Word, and then the size of the book that you want will dictate how many pages, and then I gotta like adjust some things, but that's all like fairly easy stuff once we set that. But
you seem to be learning a lot of skills like behind the scenes, like website design and
just random book stuff. Yeah,
I mean, that's great skills to have.
Yeah, it's like every artistic thing is like I'm really into it and passionate. The problem is like the moment you hit like this roadblock, the art, I don't know, like I always like if I hit something that I'm just like, man, I really tried to solve this and I couldn't, and I just bounce to something else, I'm like, let me try solving this instead. Right. I need that dedication of just like break through this wall. So this is a perfect example where it's like, wow, I really don't know how to publish this thing, but it's like, she needs it done, so we're gonna figure it out.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We'll go to Panera, or she'll come here or something, and we'll figure it out. But
yeah, that's awesome, dude.
Yeah,
that's exciting.
I like catching up with my cousins. That's the thing. It's like we see them maybe like 4 times a year, or 5 times a year, or whatever. And yeah. It's like I miss that.
I'm telling you, family, bro.
Yeah, no, family's good.
It's the best.
Family's good. Yeah,
it's the best.
It's Justin was saying, he's like, I saw you guys kind of leapfrogging me. I was like, I can't have that. So I think he's ahead of us now ranked, so we gotta
get him on again, dude.
If he's the same like level, like the rank as me, then like I'm close enough that like we can.
You guys are neck and neck. Yeah. I'm lagging behind. I passed you once, and that did not last long.
Yeah,
you grinded the heck out of that. So I gotta get back up there, dude. But today was bad.
I was getting so mad. I was like, I can't, because I was like, all right, you know what? It was like the stages where I was like, I'll just accept it. I'll just be like, all right, I'm just going to go back to where I belong, and then I'll grind up from there. And then I just actually started like winning, and I was like, oh, I'm just going to keep going here.
Yeah.
I got to that next level, and then I just stopped playing the ranked.
Dude, I got to just beat my head against the wall. I'm always scared to like, I don't want to lose rank.
Yeah. Well, that's what, dude, you can get, like, you get the pass, you fight some really good people in the lounge. Like I go to the lounge. I don't even move from like where you like land.
Yeah.
And I just hit the start
search for
anywhere.
Yep.
I want to pick a night where like we're on, Justin's on. Honestly, I would love to put a invitation out to Amanda and just be like, hey, you want to
spar with us?
Yeah. Cause like I want to see,
she's pretty good.
Real
right?
Time. She's high rank.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting.
I love getting her input. Like, what am I doing wrong? Like, what do you see?
Like, she's
Why
getting trained by people better than her. Like, like she'll be like, okay, tonight I'm learning, I don't know, punishes on this thing. And then
just, I got to do that more. I got to be more disciplined about, okay, I have an hour, I'm just going to do punishes. I have an hour, I'm just going to do combo.
Dude,
practice.
I did it for like 30 minutes of just like,
what you gotta
I
do,
put
bro.
You on Nina. I put it on hard.
Yep.
And it was like, I'm
going to. And I could see it. Like, the first thing we played, it was like, oh, he blocked that. Wow. Okay. Oh, shit. He put me on my ass.
Yeah.
Okay. And he knows like, that's this, unsafe now.
Yeah, but
that's
it's
not
like
good.
This peak. At,
yeah.
I'm learning.
But I like it. I like it.
Yeah. It forces you to find another.
Getting leapfrogged option. Sucks.
Yeah.
And like, it's awesome when you're on the other side of that, like I was doing to you, but then you practice, now you leapfrog me, and that sucked.
Yeah.
And it's just back and forth. And
I would say last night was.
It was pretty even.
Honestly, like 100%
even.
Yeah,
it was pretty even. Yeah. We were just. It was like 1-1-1-1-1.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then we were getting tired, and there was like threes in a row. But
well, it's like, and here I am, just gonna hit this button. You're gonna punish it, and it's like I'm telling it before it happens, and I still do it anyway.
Yeah, it's the same thing. I'm like, here comes the dragon kick.
Yeah,
I'm dead.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. What else is on the list?
Yeah, I think that's all. Oh, the podcast studio.
Yeah, so I'm getting that tomorrow.
Yeah,
we're going
with
10 a.m. We're going to grab that. The legs actually. I was worried I was gonna get all the furniture. But then the legs for the table weren't going to come until Monday. But I had the legs in. That's in the foyer. I'm literally going to have it all like built, ready to go.
That's awesome.
And so like this weekend is going to be that. Like I'll have that completely set. I have all the sound panels ready to go. So those will be on the wall. I have the blackboard ready to go. So that'll be bolted to the wall. No more boxes. Like
that's going to be sick.
We're golden.
I've been waiting for this.
I'm not waiting on anything else. So if it's not ready to go, that's just on.
Do you have help? Do you need help with construction?
No, it's already constructed. It's all done.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like I'm literally going. We have 2 cars. We're gonna we're not gonna be fitting your car anyway. 2 bookcases, the table. That's it. My dad's coming over tomorrow. A little father son bonding as he helps me measure everything, make sure everything's like level and perfect, and yeah, we're good to go.
You gotta love father-son bonding. Yeah. It's a great time.
I went over, he bonds with me when I'm like, Dad, I don't know how to do this thing. Come over and show me.
Yeah.
And then vice versa is he'll call me and be like, yeah, my doorbell camera doesn't work anymore.
There you go.
And it took me like 3 hours to...
Nah, you were saying that, that was like an hour and a half. Complicated.
It was so stupid. I still don't know why I fixed it.
Yeah.
I basically started just ripping everything apart and like resetting everything, and it just kind of worked.
But you look like a genius.
Yeah, well, not really. I was getting frustrated, but
whatever. Well, that's more, that adds to it. It's like, oh, this is really hard.
Yeah.
And it's really tough. It. Holy crap. Speaking of father-son bonding, this is actually something I wanted to talk about where we're getting to the playoffs. So we're moving to sports ball, by the way.
Yeah.
So we're getting the playoffs for hockey and basketball. And the Rangers are in first place, which is awesome. It hasn't happened for a while. And my dad, there are a few things he loves more than the New York Rangers, dude. He is a diehard fan, and he gets really excited. He watches like every game and everything like that. There's just like this magical time that at least like in the past like 5 years or so where we... Well, I can't catch every game, but we'll watch every playoff game for sure. Like, I will cancel plans and be like, nah, the Rangers playing tonight.
Yeah.
And me and him sit down and we watch. So I'm really excited this year. My dream, dude, is to see them win a Stanley Cup with my dad.
Live?
Not live. Oh, okay. Like, I just need that to happen. We haven't won since 94.
Yeah.
So it's like...
That was before you were born.
I can't even imagine like how hype that would be seeing that happen. Yeah, it was before I was born. My brother was born like a couple weeks before they won the cup.
Oh.
Yeah. He was born in April. Nice. So
it wasn't due to over celebration.
Yeah. But dude, I'm like so excited for that. I'm hoping this year is the year, but like, dude, I just need it to happen once.
It'd be awesome.
I need it to happen at least once in my lifetime.
Yeah.
In his lifetime.
Are you? I mean, I assume you already have all the jerseys and everything. Like, you could do anything crazy for like celebrating it.
What? So,
like, what are your plans
if
like,
they won?
Yeah.
What would I do? I don't know what I would do. We'd go crazy, but yeah, I have a jersey. We watch the games. It's just it's a father son moment. Like, I feel like that's the one thing that we bond over the most because it's like dedicated time that we're just spending with each other and like. Invest in the same thing. It's something we can talk about. I mean, there's other things, right?
How much are tickets for something like that?
So expensive. Like, we went last month, right? When I went up to New York, it was like $200 a ticket.
That's not too... I mean, that's not a playoff game, but yeah.
Playoffs would be more. Yeah. So...
I'm saying like under 1,000 or under... like you know,
Yeah. I would definitely... Like, if they went to the Stanley Cups, I would look.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
I doubt I would fucking... pull the trigger on that. It would probably be $1,000 at that point.
Yeah,
but that's like a once in a lifetime. But I mean, it's like, dude, watching it at home is super fun too. Like, comfort in your own home, and there's not any less excitement. So it's like, I don't know, and it's more intimate too. It's just me and my dad, and we're watching it. So you don't have to worry about traveling or anything like that. I don't know. So we'll see what happens. I say this every year, though. I get hyped every year, and then they lose. So,
yeah, but they're doing better than they've done.
When they won in 94, they won the President's Trophy, which is first place in the entire league.
Mm.
So if they, I don't know. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's stars might be lining up.
Wait a minute. 94, 24.
Exactly.
It's ready.
Exactly.
It's ready to go.
30 years.
Yeah.
30-year anniversary. I don't know, dude.
It's the same year Tekken came out, and now Tekken 8's out. You know, it's like, dude, stars are aligned.
Tekken 1 is 94. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Talk about a game ahead of its time. But the other thing is the Knicks are the basketball playoffs start. The playoffs kind of start at the same time. So yeah. They're
March
not,
Madness, man.
Well, March Madness has been cool. I like March Madness. I like pros more than college, though.
Yeah.
People really like college, but for me... I like watching the highest skill level, right?
Sure.
So whether it's like even video games, like I'm not going to watch college video games because it's like I want to see the pros. I want to see the best. So the same thing. Like I want to watch the NFL over college. Mm-hmm. Not that I won't watch college, but I prefer the pros because it's like I want to see the highest level, most skill.
So you're looking better. At current. You don't care about the future state.
I think it's interesting, especially in football. College is very, very interesting because like the draft in football is the most impactful, mm-hmm. in my opinion, whereas other sports is kind of different. So I do care about that. I do keep track of college players and like draft picks, especially in football, but I care more about the NFL than I do about the NCAA.
Sure. Yeah.
Personally, which a lot of people like college stadiums are bigger than pro stadiums. Do you know that?
No.
I
makes sense.
I don't know if it's true, but I think the viewership in college is actually higher, at least in football, which is interesting to me. Definitely not the other sports, but in football, it's like it's huge. It's a huge thing.
So college stadiums, they don't use the pro stadiums?
No. They have their own, and they are bigger, dude. Like Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State even, you know, the big schools, Alabama, whatever. Huge, huge stadiums. I don't know, like number-wise. I want to say maybe.
That's crazy.
I don't know. I don't want to sound stupid, but I want to say maybe they get to six figures. Maybe that's stupid. Maybe it's a stupid comment. I actually don't know. Let me look up the attendance.
I thought pro stadiums get six figures.
I don't know. I'd have to look it up. Maybe my numbers are off. But anyways, yeah. So I always thought that was...
No, that can't be right. There's only like 300,000 people in the United States.
300 million.
300 million. Oh, yeah. What did I say? 300,000 in... 300,000 in... Yeah, I guess there's... 300,000 in Pittsburgh?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm looking up Michigan Stadium. Okay, yeah. So Michigan is 107,000.
Okay.
Capacity. So let me look up like New York... or MetLife
was
MetLife massive. Is like huge.
Yeah. Yeah. It's 302,000.
MetLife is 82,000.
Wow. That's
so yeah. One of the biggest stadiums in the NFL is 20,000 shy of Ann Arbor, Michigan. Right.
Yeah.
And those games are sold out. So I always found that really fascinating. Now you have to consider like not a lot of that, but a good portion is the students. You have a whole student section. You have marching band, all that, and then you have people that are just fans. So you know, kind of, you can see how it adds up. But I always thought it was cool. Like Saturday game days for college sports or football, I should say, is a pretty cool thing to watch. You got college football, and then you have March Madness for college basketball. Those are the two big ones.
Yeah,
but yeah, the other sports aren't even close to as big.
They always just wreak havoc on my job.
Oh,
when it's just like, sure. You just have to always be ready.
Of course.
Doing multiple projects and just whoever wins goes. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I did want to say that Tekken 8 guides are. I said this before. There's nobody doing like really good Tekken 8.
You said the Nina guy came out with.
He did. So, well, it was this other guy who has this series where he goes over a character. And he invites one of the best pros to talk about that character. But the problem is the information is great, but it's not a polished video. It's like not an edited video. It's just live.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not a lot of polish to it where it's like...
Like if they're talking about a move, they're not showing you
the moves on
stuff.
Screen. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's not sectioned out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to say it's not well thought out. I feel like it is, but it's off the cuff. It's like live. So they're like kind of jumping all over the place sometimes.
It's not a Rufal Monger video.
That guy does amazing. Like, that's what I want. Structured, polished, looks good. There's defined sections, timestamps, visuals for me to follow along with.
Yeah.
The problem is he comes out with one every like month and there's 32 characters, right? And he hasn't come out with one since.
And Nina's not. Popular enough.
She was on the community poll.
Yeah.
Remember when
I voted for her.
Me too.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping maybe she's coming up, but I have to like go to all these different videos and take pieces from each one, which is like, okay, like maybe I'm spoiling other things, but if you play League of Legends, you type in your character and you type in guide, there is a guide from a one trick that plays this. It's edited. It looks clean.
Yep.
They go over the abilities. They go over the situation. It is so well thought out. Yes, League has been out for a decade plus. So apples and oranges, I guess. But I don't know. I thought Tekken was popular enough where people would be jumping on this.
Tekken made more money than Street Fighter. I meant to text you that.
That's wild.
Like, we were saying that, like, oh, yeah, Tekken's not as popular as Street Fighter and stuff like that. Like, Tekken grossed more.
I didn't think so, but...
Yeah. Like, when I was looking at the... Like, it was up there. Like, if... Here, let me actually... Because I meant to keep this up. Fighting... So, Street Fighter 2 is still number one. For sure.
Well, yeah, but there's a lot of factors.
But when you're looking at franchises... yeah, so like if you're looking at like games and like what they were doing, so like Street Fighter was like 22.9 million and Smash Brothers is just Smash Brothers. So
yeah, yeah, right.
But Tekken 5, Tekken 7 both surpassed it. They both had 10 million. Street Fighter 4 had 9.8, but like Tekken 3 had 9 million. So if you take all the Tekkens and you put them together, it outperform Street Fighter, which I thought was interesting.
Oh, yeah, that is interesting. Yeah. I would have thought that Street Fighter was the more popular brand, but...
I mean, it...
And that's global sales?
Okay. Like, technically, yes, because Street Fighter 2... Basically, Street Fighter 2 is what kept Street Fighter...
Oh, yeah, Street Fighter 2 is what ignited the whole thing, yeah. Right? Like, yeah. that was the game.
But Tekken is, like, to have 5 and 7 and 3, and it's just...
Yeah,
like,
right. Yep. Yeah. That's fair.
Fumbled with 5.
Well, Mortal Kombat probably eclipsed both of them, right? No,
so Street Fighter is still the number one, or Street Fighter 2.
Okay.
Let me double check that. Oh, again. Super Smash Brothers Ultimate did 31.77 million copies.
Yeah.
Street Fighter 2 is 22.9, then another Super Smash, then Mortal Kombat 11 is the highest one, 15 million.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Then another Super Smash, Mortal Kombat, Naruto, and then Tekken.
Dragon. Naruto?
Yeah, Naruto... Shippuden Ultimate Ninja Storm 4.
Wow.
Did 11.8 million.
No and then shot.
Tekken 5, Tekken 7.
That's wild.
Dragon Ball Fighter Z, Dragon Ball Universe or Xenoverse 2.
Yeah.
Street Fighter 4, Tekken 3, Street Fighter 5, Tekken 2. So like Street Fighter is like
intermixed.
Yeah, and it's when it does surpass it, it's not by that much. So it's like if Street Fighter 4 did 9.8, Tekken 3 did 9.
Yeah.
And it's just it's close.
Like connect. Yeah, I thought Street Fighter was definitely in the lead, but...
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. All right, that's all I had. Sorry, I wanted to get that in.
Nope.
Because I'm still frustrated by that. Every day I look up Nina Williams' guide and the same fucking video.
I very much enjoy playing with you. So, like, I would love to even just... If we both went, found, like, just an arcade that people were playing at and, like, sat down and just tried to, like, mix it up that way, too.
Yeah, same. Because, like, I don't want to just play against each other.
Yeah.
But I think it's, like, there's a benefit to, like, your friend's watching you play and he's like, hey, man, I see you doing this, right? Mm-hmm. I'm like, I just get a neutral perspective.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, text Justin. See, what are you doing tonight? Dragon's Dogma?
No, not tonight, dude. I would maybe play tonight. I might be grabbing something to eat with my buddy, but...
Yeah, well, I got to clean out the basement anyway, get ready for that furniture, but...
Yeah. Well, we can figure it out.
Yeah, if you hop on, you'll know.
Off air, but... Anyways, if you made it this far, you're a great person.
Yes.
A good soul.
May fortune smile upon you.
May fortune hug you in a warm embrace.
Yes.
Superman.
Superman wants Tyler's to cat. Hug you too.
Check us out, couchcompany.games. The website is working. You don't have to put the www.
Does it work now?
Yes, okay, sir. Fantastic. Which is huge. Nobody was going to come to it. So couchcompany.games, we got our reviews on there. We just came out with a review on Prince of Persia.
Yep.
Tyler did. So shout out to
Tekken's
Tyler.
Tekken's halfway done.
I encourage everyone to read that one. Tyler's got a long history with the game, which inspired me to play it. Like that's the reason I picked it up. So I was, he kept talking about it. I was like, all right, I got to see what's going on here. So couchcompany.games reviews. We have our ratings on there. All the episodes you can find on there and our top 5 lists. We haven't done one in a while, but we're going to get there. We're going to return to that soon.
Emojis.
Yeah.
Heat smashes.
Rage arts. Yeah. So check us out. Stay tuned. But for us, catch us here, same time, same place next week. Thanks for joining us on the couch. Mm-hmm.